This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces battled Ukrainian troops for a third day on Thursday after they smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region, an attack that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results. He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as a, quote, major provocation.
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No.
The White House said the United States, Ukraine's biggest backer, had no prior knowledge of the attack and would seek more details from Kyiv. In a televised interview on Thursday, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak did not directly address the offensive, but said such maneuvers were both necessary and lawful for a nation under attack.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are jointly demanding Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks in the war in Gaza. The three leaders issued a statement on Thursday saying only the details remain in getting a ceasefire deal and hostage release. U.S. President Joe Biden, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, and Emir Tamim al-Thani of Qatar are signaling growing frustration, saying they would accept no excuses from any party for further delay. Palestinians made their way through Gaza's Khan Yunis on Thursday following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. Residents were told to leave immediately for their safety and go to the humanitarian zone in al-Mawasi. This is VOA News. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas on Israeli civilians, Israel has worked to assassinate all of Hamas's leaders. One who has managed to avoid getting killed is Yahya Sinwar, the man just named the leader of the terrorist group this week. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He is believed to be hiding underground in a tunnel in Gaza, using Israeli hostages as human shields. Israel sentenced Sinwar to life imprisonment in 1989 for masterminding an attack that killed two Israeli soldiers and for killing four Palestinian collaborators. He spent more than 20 years in Israeli jails. He was one of more than 1,000 Hamas prisoners released in 2011 in exchange for kidnapped Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Israeli officials say they are determined to kill Sinwar, as they have other Hamas leaders involved in the October 7th attacks that triggered this war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, who claims to be the rightful winner of the country's presidential election on Wednesday, defied a Supreme Court summons over the disputed results. Election authorities declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of the July 28th vote without releasing detailed results, prompting the opposition to cry foul and sparking protests last week, which left at least 24 people dead, according to rights groups. Multiple countries, including the United States and several Latin American nations, have recognized Gonzalez as the winner and have called on Venezuela to publish election data. Kenyan youth protested again in Nairobi on Thursday, calling for better governance and reforms amid similar movements across Africa, such as in Nigeria, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Kenyan youth marched again Thursday to demand that President William Ruto vacate office for failing to provide good governance, manage corruption, or improve their lives. Demonstrators scored a rare major success 2 months ago when they forced Ruto to withdraw the Finance Bill 2024, which proposed higher taxes on food and financial transactions. The protests also forced the president to dissolve his cabinet and appoint a new police boss. The success of the Kenyan demonstrators has inspired protests over the past 2 weeks against corruption in Uganda and rallies against the high cost of living in Nigeria. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Austrian authorities say both suspects in a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift shows in Vienna appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. They say on Thursday investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.